All right, let me start with the question today. Do you believe every marriage is made in heaven? I do. God brings a man and woman together so they can do things together they could never do alone. And it all started with Adam and Eve, Genesis chapter 2, 22 and 23. And the rib that the Lord God had taken from the man, he made into a woman and brought her to the man. And then the man said, "This is at last bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man." The English translation does not even begin to catch Adam's excitement. The last thing he remembered was naming the animals, and then he woke up, and there she was. He shouted, "This is it," the Hebrew word Isha, and Isha became the name for woman. Think about it. She was literally perfect. Adam didn't have to spend time praying about who he was going to marry, no online dating, no one trying to get him hitched, no need for parental approval, and best of all, no in-laws. Adam and Eve were literally made for each other. Just as God made Adam and Eve for each other, wives, he made your husbands just for you, and husbands, he made your wives just for you. Young adults, if God desires you to be married, he has someone just for you as well. Every married couple has an Isha, this is it moment. What's yours? Remember the time when you looked at her and said, "This is it, Isha, I can't live without her." Remember the time you looked at him and said, "Isha, I want to be with him the rest of my life." What was your Isha moment? Share that with your spouse. Tell him or her, "I am so thankful that God made you just for me and me just for you." Father, thank you for our spouses. Thank you that in your sovereignty, you put us together. Help us to do the things that you are calling us to do as a couple. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.